Okay, Shin Lamaches. Ha'av shahaya chaytev eitzim oy avoid acheres. The father was chopping wood. Oy avoid acheres. On page Reish Samach Vav. Halacha Shin Lamed Ches. Ha'av shahaya chaytev eitzim oy avoid acheres. V'habein loy made. Okay, father, parents are supporting their children. Eis lases lashem heferu toirasecha v'yasa ha'bein hamalacha af alpi shahav am ha'aretz. This what we just read is kineged the entire society, the entire Orthodox Jewish society. Okay, parents support their children. Parents, we find today parents supporting their children, certainly for elementary school, mostly for high school, and many people support their children after high school, and then you have countless people who are supporting their children in Koila. And Hasefer Hasidim says, this makes no sense. Read what it says. The father is chopping wood. That means any profession, anything that you do today to make money, you sweat. Money doesn't grow on trees. You work very hard. Oh yeah, avoid acheres. V'habein loy meit. How old is this child? Well, the parents are only mechuyev to support their children until they're 6 years old. Okay, so you'll say, we'll go easy, we'll wait until the end of high school, end of elementary school, and then there is high school, and then there is post-high school to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, or to send, a person sends their to seminary. Seminary in Eretz Yisrael is about a $50,000 enterprise. The seminary is at least $30,000. Then plus clothing, spending money, going to visit back and forth, plane trips. It's unbelievable how much this costs. It's astonishing how much these things cost. I saw someone starting a movement. Someone who's, I think he must be pretty well off, is where basically this whole new mission is that for every person who sends their child to seminary, they are mechuyev to sponsor someone. In other words, he's trying to start a movement. You cannot send your child to seminary unless you're also, if you have that kind of money to send your child to seminary, then you have to sponsor someone else in seminary. Because at least half the people who are going to seminary do not have the money to go. And they're only pressured to go to keep up with the Joneses in order not to ruin their shidduch resume. So the system is totally broken. We all know that. Everyone knows that. But what is the solution? There is no solution. That's the truth. But over here, he says over here that would be banned today. He writes over here that this is not acceptable. It is not acceptable. Eis lasos Hashem, at a time when you shall do for Hashem, heferu toirasecha, which means stop learning. Leave the Bet Midrash. Leave. It's not correct to be oisik in Talmud Torah when your Talmud Torah is coming at the expense of your parents' hard work. Your parents, they want to work anyway, so let them enjoy their money. You don't have a right to go and impose upon them. You know, there's a story they always say in yeshiva. They say this story, and I think it's the worst story I ever heard in my whole life, is where there are many versions of this story, of where there are many versions, there are many different characters they put in place. It's basically a person was sitting and learning, and the parents were working, they were supporting them, and the child felt bad, and they asked their Rosh Hashiva, should I, you know, go to work? It's not right that my parents should go to work and they should support me. So the child said, who says that they're supporting you? You're supporting them in the zuchus of your learning. That's why they're alive. That's why they're supporting you. And then what happened? The child, at one point in time, he stopped learning. And sure enough, right after he stopped learning, the parent died. Oh, it's a proof. That story is such, it's a sin. They teach this. I heard people say this over. They teach the story. They write the story into the books. I'm not going up against the world. What am I? What do I know? But it's just,
in the United States,
it's just terrible.
There was a story in school, but the law says they have to be in school. Otherwise, at 10 or 12, they'd be apprentices.
Okay, so we're through high school. Everyone, no one's going to abandon their children through high school. Even a little bit more than that, it's very well accepted. But it comes to a certain point in time where is it correct that parents should support children, especially when the parents really don't want, and society is structured in such a way where people are shamed into doing so? I'm not here to go against the world, but the Sefer Chassidim, he writes over here, Eis lasois lahashem heferu Torah secha. He darshes the pasuk. The Torah should come to an end. The Torah should stop, because now it's the time to do what is correct in the honor of Hashem. And what is correct is that a person should not be supported, a person's Torah should not be supported by a parent's hard labor. It's not proper. Oh, you'll say the parents have nothing else to do. Doesn't matter. That's none of your business. It's none of your business. They have nothing else to do. They want to do it. The bottom line is, you are being nene from your parents' hard work. How do you feel about that? It's not a matter, oh, it's religious talk. Oh, it's a zuchus for them. Excuse me, that's not part of the conversation. That's not. The bottom line is, how do you feel taking money from someone supporting you who should not be supporting you? They're at an age at this point in life where this is not what they should be doing.
But it seems like that's the ongoing theme nowadays.
And not only is it the ongoing theme.
I was recently reading a letter to the editor from some other who's working three jobs just to make sure that they can sit and learn and do whatever they're doing.
So the Sefer Chassidim says
no way.
They would ban this book in a second. He says he takes the pasuk, Eis lasais lahashem. And he interprets the pasuk to mean that the Torah should cease. The person that is learning should stop learning. Because it's a time to do the right thing in the honor of Hashem. Hashem does not want you to be a source of your parents' hard work. If you're able-bodied and you can work for yourself, you can get a job and do whatever you're going to do, society should be structured in such a way where it's not that it's not the right thing to do. It's not derech eretz. You're gonna go tell me, oh, it's a zechus, and they want to do it. That's not for you to say. For you to say is I. End of the day is I am being supported. My learning of Torah is being supported by my parents' hard, crushing labor. That's where the conversation begins and ends. Let's leave out all the religious talk, and let's leave out what they want. When you're a child, when you're a child, the parents, they want to do it. They have a responsibility to do it. You bring a child into the world, it's your responsibility to make them happy. To a point. Okay, you bring a child, or there was a certain organization, they had a convention, and part of the convention, they had a pre-convention, a pre-pre-convention, where they invited a speaker to speak. It's a very Haredi organization, and the speaker was well known, and it was about basically family planning. And you know what family planning means in the Goyish world? It means a Sunday bris. it means basically, you don't just have children by accident. You have to plan how much money do you make, how many children can you afford to have, and how often should you have children? So if this is the type of job you have and you make this amount of money, so you should not have more than two children. That's what it means in the Goyish world. You have a formula, there's you talk to maybe an actuary or some type of statistician, where how much do you make, what is the expectation for you to make more money, you, your wife, v'chulu, and what is normal. So you put all this information into the computer and it tells you, you can have two children, you can have three children, you maybe can have four children, and space them out like this, as if you know. In the Haredi world, there's no such thing. It all depends where. There are certain people who have 12 children, they can have, some people have even more than 12 children. You know, this, oh, how are you gonna support them? I don't know, that's Hashem's problem. So at this Haredi convention, they had like a session that was like basically raising children, v'chulu, And they invited a person, a frum person, who's a very popular person, but one of his big specialties is family planning. Wow, you cannot imagine.
Full house. Huh?
What? No, the protest. How dare you invite this person to speak? How dare you invite this person? This person is a kofer. He's telling parents not to have children. He's telling them to be responsible. That's not a Jewish hashkafa. Jewish hashkafa, you don't think about these things. You get married, you have children. No, what's going to be will be, whatever will be, whatever will be. This person, no, everything has to be oiske cheshbin. And it created, the number of phone calls that came into the organization to cancel this speaker was off the charts. At the end, they didn't cancel. At the end, they let him speak. At the end, they went on as planned. They didn't. And the protest somehow miraculously died down. But obviously, there has to be a balance. There's a balance. Someone once told me here, someone in the shiur over here, he once said to me, I was shocked what he told me. The person, he passed away. He was an elderly person. In the beginning, when we had the shiur years ago, he told me, he was a very, very sick person, and he told me that his children all want to come for Pesach. And he said to me, it's much too hard for us, himself and his wife, to put them up for Pesach, to prepare this and this. He said, it's just really too hard. Then he said to me, I couldn't believe what he said. He says, but you know something? I brought them into the world. I have to take responsibility. I brought them here into this world. It's my duty, my obligation to make them happy. And if they want to come for Pesach, it's my responsibility to take them for Pesach. I brought them into the world. I'm looking at him. He was a very sick, elderly person. I was like shocked. I grew up, you know, in a world where make it on your own. We'll help you until this point, and that's it. Ad kan. Now you're on your own. Take responsibility for yourself. Don't rely upon other people. He taught me, this person, that, you know, you have to look at it the other way also. You bring a person into this world, you have responsibility. So obviously there's a balance. There has to be a balance. The Sefer Hasidim puts the balance way down. Way down. Your responsibility to make your children happy ends at a very early point in their life. That's what he says. Ha'avis choytev eitzim. Oy avoyda acheres v'habein loymeit. Stop learning. Why is the ben being loymeid when the father is being chaytev
eitzim? I think this is talking to the child, not to the parent.
Right, of course, talking to the child. Of course.
You have no right to make your
You have no right. You have no right to accept.
To
oh, my father. My father. Oh, but I want to do it. Oh, but I want it to. I don't know. I don't want to hear religious talk. The bottom line is, hayitochein. The av is chaytev eitzim. And the bane is loymeid. How you talking? Could there be such a thing? Yeah, go look what's going on in the world today. But he writes, how you talking? Could there be? Hey, feru tarasecha! Stop the learning! Cancel the show! See, this sefer is not very popular, by the way. I got this at a discount. What?
Today is not chaytev eitzim. He's running a nursing home, real estate.
A few. They ruin it. The Gevirim ruin it for everyone. The people that you describe, that money just comes out of Shemayim. Few and far, most people sweat. Daigus. Not everyone, this money just come like that. What? Which kollel they don't do? In the morning kollel. Okay. Ad kan, Barabosai. I'm not chas v'sholem coming to criticize. It is what it is, and I don't know what to say, but hanach lohem li Yisrael im einam neviim b'nei neviim. B'nei neviim. People will say, what's the alternative? Go look at the goyim. Go look at the world today. People will tell to you. People will say, one day in kollel is priceless. Look at the alternative. Look what's going on in the world today. A world of mishugoyim like we've never seen before. The whole day, the only thing they fight about the whole day is which bathroom. They had now in the news now a transgender caught taking pictures in the wrong bathroom. What are you taking a camera into the bathroom? Amazing. This is the whole thing. You're dealing with mishugoyim. And the society is just has stooped to such a low. So some people will tell you, so what do you want? We should cut out the whole system and be subject to the avira of tumah that's out in the world. It's a dangerous world out there. Beis Medrash, even if you drink coffee, the lifestyle, the hashkafas of Klal Yisrael are pure, they're holy. It's far, far, far from perfect. But Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is thriving, growing. So I, Chas V'Shalom, I get to hear to criticize, I just look in the mirror. Chas V'Shalom. It's interesting, though, to see what a holy person said 700 years ago and a very different hashkafa. His words are very biting. He cites psukim. He says he says it the way it is. The father is chopping wood and you're sitting and learning? Okay, it's very fascinating how he shatzes up, evaluates society. Let's learn some halacha for Purim. This year Purim is unique. What is unique about this year Purim? That it falls out on Motzoi Shabbos. Therefore, there are some different halachas that apply this year. Now, for example, do you recite Av Harachamim the Shabbos? So it says here, maybe I'm making a mistake, I didn't look at the Ezra Torah Luach, it says no. Why not? Why not? Shabbos is the 13th day of Adar. Shabbos really should have been.
We don't say Tachlon 3 days before.
What do you mean? You say Tachlon and by Shachris?
Not today.
Not you didn't say Tachlon today?
No.
What? What?
Okay.
What are you talking about? Heshi, did you say Tachlon today? Heshi Klein, did you say Tachlon today? In Florida? Where are you now? You're in Lakewood. Enclave, where are you? You're in Lakewood. Did you say Tachlon today?
Yes.
Yes. You, where, what are you having?
You're an olive, you're days, you're gimel, you don't ever sell a
time. Never? Okay, you're a real chassid. You're a real chassid, okay? Some people, they even say Tachman. Any event, okay, let's talk about the people who do say Tachman. If on a Tainus Esther, I don't understand this, why this is true. On Tainus Esther, do you say Tachman in Shachris on a regular year? Absolutely. You don't say Tachman by Mincha. On a regular, today you do say Tachlon because today it's not Erev Purim. But on a regular year, you say you don't say Tachlon only by Mincha, and you don't say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha. But today we do say Tachlon by Mincha. And if you daven in Ashkenaz Shul, you'll say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha. But Shachris was regular full glory. So when you say Av HaRachamim, which is usually done before Musaf, it's Shachris. That's part of Shachris. So why then does it say in the halacha that you don't say Av HaRachamim this coming Shabbos? I really don't know. I really don't know why that is so. We have to ask a good Gabbai, a Gabbai who knows this. What's the logic? Why? He's not here. He told me he's not going to be here today. Why do you not say Av HaRachamim Shabbos morning? Ask the rabbi. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Over here in the Nitei Gavril, he doesn't say any other opinion. He says, as a matter of fact, everything else he talks about different opinions. This, he says, as a matter of fact, Pasha, you don't say Av HaRachamim Shabbos morning. Okay. Tzidkos Chatzedek, that's Pasha. Tzidkos Chatzedek, of course you're not going to say. Because the same way you're not going to say Tachlon, Erev Purim, you're not going to say it's the Koschet Tzedek. Now here's something very interesting. This is a very interesting halacha. In a regular year, let's say a regular year when Purim falls out the day after Tainus Esther, when is the ideal time to lay Megillah Esther? So everyone knows that the ideal time for the Megillah Esther is after Tzeis HaKoychavim. When is Tzeis HaKoychavim? So everyone, there are different opinions. Everyone follows, you know, what they do, what they're accustomed to. Some shuls, they daven Shabbos is over early. Some people, they wait more. Some people wait for Shabbos to be over 50 minutes. Rav Moshe Feinstein held that in America, you only have to wait 50 minutes. Some people wait 60 minutes. Some people wait 72 minutes. Some wait 90 minutes. Some wait 92 minutes. Some make these calculations. And it used to be in America, it wasn't so uncommon. Years ago, people would wait 45 minutes for Shabbos to be over. Some would even wait 30 minutes. And some would even less. Okay? Hatzalah, when they go on a call on the Tzoy Shabbos, after 13 minutes, they're told you should say Baruch Shem Kor Malchus Ali Olam Voed. After 13 minutes, already according to one opinion, Shabbos is over. Once the sun sets, 13 minutes after sunset, you say Baruch HaMavil. Baruch HaMavil. Shabbos is technically over after 13 minutes after sunset. Sun, you can still, it's light outside, but the sun has set, it's 13 minutes after sunset. Who says Shabbos? You can't say you machal Shabbos if you do malacha 13 minutes after sunset. No one today in Flatbush will be caught dead doing malacha 13 minutes. But if you're going on Atzalah call 13 minutes after Shabbos is over, who says you do it's chil Shabbos? Okay, today many people in this particular neighborhood, they'll wait typically 50 minutes. Maybe you'll find some that wait 45 minutes. Maybe it's a very religious neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, and people, everyone here is not going. You're not going to see public malacha being done out in the street until about, I would say, 50 minutes after sunset. And then the machmirim, they'll wait 60, 72, v'chulu, v'chulu. When do you lay the Megillah? So what is the mitzvah? Is the Megillah mitzvah d'oraisa, or is the Megillah mitzvah d'rabbanan? The answer is the Megillah is somewhere in between. It is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. No, impossible to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Not really. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a very strange area in halacha. It's somewhere in between